Puerta FM.
We are not ashamed of the gospel.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. What's up, family? This is your boy, Minister John. I want you to join me every Sunday morning on the airwaves as we tap into the supernatural realm, releasing it into your atmosphere. Join us for honest and reflective discussions about the gospel, an uplifting and sometimes challenging word from the gospel, and of course, a wide variety of the most powerful gospel music around. Every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. Join us and be inspired, motivated, and revived. Only on Poor FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi.
So I want you to take courage this morning. And our guests have arrived. We thank God for safe traveling mercies all the way from Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll introduce the man of God with his wife in a short while. So let me play the theme song of this show while we wait for him to just gather himself. All right. Compose is the right word. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
my English, it. My English is depleted. Yes, yes, indeed. You can have everlasting life. God bless you, family. This is Poort FM. You are tuned into the Good News Show. This is the Gospel. My name is Minister John. It is an absolute honor to have you tuned in. So we've come to the most sacred part of this show this morning. Hierdie uitsending vanmôre, Lady A, I've been looking forward to this. I've been telling Lady A, we've been chatting about this since midweek. And we thank God that the day has arrived. And I want to say this, I know it's a wee bit cliche, but I think this morning it is so appropriate, so apt, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And in this day we rejoice and we are glad. Minister Donnell Bowman, thank you so much for accepting the invitation. Thank you for being led by the Holy Spirit to come here this morning. It's a groot, groot voorreg om jou hier te het, my bro.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I would like to say thank you myself. Thank you for having me. Thank you for hosting me. Thank you, Lady A.
It's nice a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
We are honored and humbled.
I'm privileged this morning.
God bless you. God bless. So fam, just a quick intro. Although I know over 60% of you who are tuned in now don't need an intro, but let's just do this quickly. 2 Corinthians 5:17 applies. Die Christene sal weet van wat praat ek. So this is what I'm saying. Minister Donnell Milton Bowman and his wife have joined us this morning. Lady Chantal Bowman, may the Lord God bless you. Thank you so much for coming Amen. All this way. Although I know it must also be a blessing to you guys, want Joburg is kouer as Pretoria.
Baie koud.
Also joined by his sister, Sister Sharienta Bowman. Yes, I didn't butcher it. I got it right. And then, so family, Minister Donnell is an active minister. I love that. Active minister, not
Come
retired,
on.
Not celeb. Active minister in his local church in Bella Vista, Johannesburg, part of a Christian outreach called From Gangs to Grace. I love it.
Ah!
So, yeah, this is who we are dealing with. It's the man of God. Sir, may the Holy Spirit give you utterance. We are here ready to feast on what God has given you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I just want to greet everyone that tuned in this morning in the matchless and wonderful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. First and foremost, I would not forget, I will be a fool not to acknowledge my wife. I would love to take this opportunity and acknowledge my wife.
Amen.
The one who's always praying for me. The one who's always covering me. She's been with me through it all.
That's it.
And with her and without her and without God,
Amen.
This man is nothing.
Yes, sir.
I would like also to extend also my love and gratitude to my pastor, Pastor Fabian Brown, and his beautiful wife, Sister Natasha, where I serve in our local ministry in Johannesburg, Bella Vista, Word of Life Congregation, Royal International Church. I have a lot of friends of mine, family that is tuned in this morning. I would like also to thank them for supporting
me,
for holding my hand. I have many prayer warriors in Johannesburg. I have my friends as well serving, Pastor Cass and From Gangs to Grace. Yes, we are From Gangs to Grace. It is actually a Christian outreach whereby we are only six, but we are all former, if you may say, or ex-gang members that are now serving the Lord.
Oh Jesus, and
it's just the grace of God
Amen.
That has brought us together. Yes, I have friends also, another outreach, Mighty Men of God. Listen here, those guys are on fire as well for the Lord. They are 70 strong men, 70 plus strong men from Johannesburg, Westbury.
Wow.
They are also men that the Lord has taken out of the kingdom of darkness. And now they are sold out like we are all sold out. And it is young. We are young. We are young. And that is just what the Lord is doing. Not forgetting my sister as well that accompanies me always, Shari. And also my mother, them are praying. Everyone is praying. People are proud, men. Because if you can think where I came from, where the Lord has fetched me, where the Lord has found me, where His grace has found me. Not to forget that I have a very special friend that is, it's her birthday today, from Estrus, Samantha Fisher.
Right.
A shout out to Samantha Fisher. It is her birthday today. Yes, where the Lord has fetched me. And as I will advance in speaking what the Lord has laid upon my heart,
Amen.
I want our listeners to look out for two things. What the Lord has done and what the Lord can do. That is so very important to say what the Lord has done. I'm standing here, if I can use the word product, is what the Lord has done and what the Lord can do, because
Amen.
Where He fetched me from, it is just amazing, man. It is, we call it grace, but I say it is amazing grace.
Yes.
Why? When we look at the word grace, most of us will look at it as unmerited favor. But wait. If you're looking just at unmerited favor, you are missing much, much more. Because you are limiting this great I am, this everlasting Father. Because to me, what if we can look at it as a different angle, as forgiveness? As you say, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. Because God has got, there's more grace in God's heart than what there is sin in your past. It is so important to say that, because you will be going through things and not acknowledging that it is by the grace of God that you are what you are. Paul says it himself. And that is why I have to acknowledge the Father. If I can just open in prayer. Father, I just thank you this morning. Father God, we are forever at your mercy. Father God, we exalt your name. We lift up your name. You are the everlasting Father. We say thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we are nothing without you, Lord of glory. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, this morning we welcome you. We welcome you into our atmosphere. We welcome you into our being, as you are the most important person in us. And the most important person that is leading us. Father God, we pray for each and every listener that is tuned in, that has taken the time out this morning to tune in and listen what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Holy Spirit, we ask that you may move, that you may touch them at your will in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask, O Lord, as I humble myself before your throne of grace, O Lord, as your word says that it is at your throne of grace, we should approach it boldly, where grace and mercy is obtainable at a time of need. Father God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight and unto you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I just want to say thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
It is so powerful. If I can just go into the word, may the Lord just grace us graciously this morning. In fact, I'm in the book of Romans, an epistle of Paul. I would ask the listeners to tune to take their Bibles and go for us to Romans 8. While you at going to Romans 8, verse 37, 38, and 39. Romans 8, verse 37, 38, and 39. Let me just lay a foundation. The book of Romans, an epistle of Paul, described through many theologians as Apostle Paul's greatest work. known as the longest, most influential of all the Apostle Paul's letters. The letter, the first in canonical order, but not the first of Paul's letters, according to study, writing to Christians at Rome, Paul presents to them the core teachings on faith in Christ. If I can just name a few of that core teachings. The universality of sin, the powerlessness of law to make us righteous before God,
yes.
The power in God's saving act in Christ's death and resurrection, and believers receiving that the power and forgiveness of sins by faith. Now, Romans has such a lot of powerful scriptures that we always can stand on in the word of God. In Romans 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." If I can go to Romans 5, as I'm building a case here, coming to Romans 8. But in Romans 5, verse 6, 7, and 8, it says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his love towards us while we were still sinners." Wow. As we approach, here I am at Romans 8. How Romans 8 verse 1 starts. "There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Bless the reading of God's word. And here I am by the scripture which you all are all waiting for. We were waiting for Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 37, verse 38, and verse 39 reads, and 37 goes as follows: "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us." Conquerors. I looked up what conquerors is. If I may not go far, defeaters. Victors, winners, champions, just to name a few. The opposite means loser, which we are not. We are not losers. We are more than conquerors. We are more than defeaters. We are victorious. We are winners. We are more than, we are not just winners. We are more than winners. In the season that we are in, realize, child of God, blood-bought child of God, that we are more than winners. We are more than winners in Christ. If I can go to verse 38, this is now my favorite. This is the core of this message that I came with this morning. Because 37 itself, if I can just lay a foundation on 37, verse 37, it is a holy arrogance of the victory and the might of Christ. That is what it is, an holy arrogance when we are more than conquerors. Wow. He loved us enough to give us his life on the cross, which alone makes us conquerors. Here we are at verse 38. Wow. Now this one is so important for you in this season, for it says, "For I am persuaded." I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And I can read 38 as well. "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I am persuaded. If you look at persuaded, it is a past tense. You are persuaded. It is past tense. If I can just name a few, what does persuaded mean? Cause someone to believe something, especially after a sustained effort. It is to convince. Yeah. It is provide a sound reason for someone to do something. Mm. to provide a sound reason for someone to do something. I am persuaded. Can someone just tag me on Facebook, tag your Kasi, your Stasi with the word I am persuaded? Can someone just type it somewhere? Can someone just type it on From Gangs to Grace? I am persuaded on the page, on the Facebook page, that you are persuaded. That nothing can separate you from the love of God. Listen here, it is not you loving God, but it is Jesus loving us. I am persuaded that nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate me. Nothing can separate you, child of God. You can be going through things. You can be who you are, man. But nothing can separate you. You can be an addict. You can be a drug dealer. You can be in prison. You can be a whoremonger. Nothing can separate you from the love. From the love. And you know what the scripture says, that love covers a multitude of sins. As we advance in reading to verse 39, which I've already read, let me tell you, when I say nothing can separate you, I'm thinking of the apostle, and he lays the foundation after saying, what can separate you? Neither death nor life. He tells you, and this apostle Paul is the very same apostle who went through these things. And when I was in study, I was thinking about myself. What did I go through that I can stand here and tell you? I am persuaded.
Come on.
You know, when I think of the word persuadive, to persuade, persuasive, it. I know when I was doing a study not so long ago on the Gospels, the Gospel John is known by theologians as the persuasive Gospel. But me myself, when I think, where do you fit in, Milton? Where do you fit in, Donnell? Where do you fit in this persuaded? How can you tell people that you are persuaded, and let them also be persuaded that nothing can separate us, nothing can separate them? Yes, if I can just say what I've been through. I am someone who is a product whereby I grew up in the El Dorado Park. I went to prison for my own things at the age of 17 years old. I was arrested at the age of 17. I was arrested. I was at a place of safety. I was at two of them, the one I even escaped from, to spend my 18th year birthday in the year 2001. You know, at that time I was young, I was arrogant, I never took things seriously. And listen here, you can be 15, 14, don't play around with yourself. Life is serious. And you know, more importantly, when you do things, who are you hurting around you? Who are you hurting around you? I went to prison at the age of 17. I came out of prison when I was 22 years of age. I came out of prison. And that was the year 2005, the 12th of September. I came out of prison. I realized now the other day when I was talking to my wife in conversation that I was in prison 2006. I came out. 2007, I came out. 2008, I came out on bail. 2009, it was when I was really arrested after being 2.5 years on the run. Yes, I was busy, and I was caught up in gangsterism. I was caught up in gangsterism in El Dorado Park. I was caught up in gangsterism even here in Easteris. And I'm not boasting about what I was caught up with. But gangsterism is not a thing that we should take lightly. Child of God, don't take it lightly, because you will end up in places and in things that you didn't even think you can end up in.
Come on.
You may feel as a disgrace. You may be a disgrace in someone's story. But you, let me tell you, God is better. God is greater.
Come on, preach it.
Than disgrace. I felt like a disgrace when I went to prison the first time. I felt like worse, more than a disgrace when I went again the second time in 2009, when I was arrested for gangsterism. I was arrested for gangsterism. I was arrested and charged for 22 cases. Gangsterism. gangsterism in Estrus, gangsterism in El Dorado Park. But God came through for me, man. I had an encounter with God while I was in prison. I had an encounter with this Holy Father, with this Everlasting Father. That is why I can say you may feel as a disgrace. You may be a disgrace in someone's story about you. Let me tell you, God is greater than disgrace. We should come to an understanding that your behavior is either vile or wicked. Cannot change God's opinion how valuable you are. Now you may have to suffer consequences for acting stupid. But he did not stop loving you. If I can say that again. Now you may have to suffer consequences for acting stupid. But he did not stop loving you. You are valuable to God. You are valuable to God, child of God. You are so valuable. I was arrested. It wasn't a nice thing. And I was still arrogant. But when I had my encounter after spending 3.5 years again in prison, and for 3 years, I was 3 times a week going to Johannesburg, Pretoria, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Monday, just like that, 3 times a week for 3 years for gangsterism.
What an experience.
I could have lost my life.
Come on.
I could have lost myself. I could have lost my mind. But God's grace, but the grace of God, He kept me. The power of God. I came to the acknowledge that I am nothing without Him.
Amen.
I'm nothing without Him. I'm nothing without Him, child of God. That is why I'm saying, God is so awesome. God is so awesome.
Bless the Lord.
Wow.
I'm so caught up in it. The grace of God is bigger and more than your past.
Divine grace.
I love it. He says amazing grace. So yeah, family, this is where you're at. You're at the Good News Show. This is the gospel. We call it the Good News Show because it is the good news of Jesus Christ. With us in studio this morning is Minister Donnell Milton Bowman. And he's joined us all the way from Johannesburg. And I can tell you the anointing is tangible in this place this morning. And I received a WhatsApp. Just a shout out to you, Minister Bowman. Sê vir my broer, ek luister en ek is trots. That's from Manrico Hugo. You again from Manny.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Also
Manny,
a friend
man.
Of mine. Thank you, Manny. Appreciate that, my brother.
Van die Flits. Tot saam bal gespeeld.
Yeah. So praise the Lord. Ons waardeer eersteres dat julle inluister. And I'm telling you, this is nothing but divine appointment. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. I'm going to take a quick spot break. Let me just quickly read this as well. Even my station manager commented, and she's saying there with the praying hands and the praise hands.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. So
amen.
It says, Donnell is blessing my spirit right now. God can do a complete turnaround.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And I love it. I love it. I'm running to church with this one. Tell somebody. Tell yourself. David says, I encourage myself in the Lord.
Amen.
Tell yourself, I am persuaded.
Yes.
Hashtag. Let's go for a quick break.
Lift FM. Your Kasi. Your Stasi.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And Paul says to both the Jew and the Gentile. And I love it. Let me quickly go politically racial quickly. Marcoline, are you noting that? So I heard somebody say, colored people have nations in them.
What's your view on that? Because I'm interested on these comments.
Sorry, what did you say?
What's your view on it?
Let's talk about it next week. So for example, I don't know, but I've been told that my surname Olsen is of Swedish descent. And then I don't even have blue eyes. Yerlake, they robbed
and
me.
And you don't, eh?
They robbed me.
They rob you.
So anyway, the point is we have nations in us. And we don't know how
we
far
carry.
This travels, Minister Bowman. We are on Facebook Live. We are on Poort FM. And we don't know where else. But we don't know where this travels. But this is the point. We are sowing the seed.
Come on.
Family, I'm not going to take up much more time. Ek gaan onmiddellik oorhandig aan die man van God. Iemand het nou gebeld oor hulle met hom praat. Hulle sê, waar is hy man? Ek sê, nee, wacht. Laat die salving eerste uitloop voor die weer praat van die man. Van nou is die godsman wat aangestel is deur die Here. And I thank you so much, man of God. You are an absolute blessing. So I'll give over to Minister Bowman for closing remarks, after which we'll have Sister Chantal Bowman just doing the prayer for us, closing off the show. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you for still being with us. We are back. As I was saying, we should come to an understanding that your behavior, either vile or wicked, cannot change God's opinion of how valuable you are.
Amen.
Now you may have to suffer consequences for acting stupid, but he did not stop loving you. It was the time when I was in prison between 2009 to 2012 where I had an encounter with God. I remember always just pondering and eating the scripture. As Jeremiah says, you should find it and eat it. I was eating scriptures. I was eating the one scripture that stands out is Romans 10 verse 9. Take note, Romans 10 verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, if you don't die with him, you can't reign with him. You cannot.
Come on,
it is impossible. You have to. Jesus himself said, deny self. Deny self, pick up your cross and follow me. And that is exactly what I am doing, what I try every day, what I move to do every day. And I want to encourage you yourself, listener, pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow this Jesus, this resurrected King. So yes, I was in prison. Oh yes, I was going through things, but I came to a point where I had an encounter with God while we were fasting, where I heard personally the voice of God say to me, it is over. I did not realize it at that time, but you know, when you hear the voice of God, I'm talking about an audible voice between a crowd that you are sitting in. You can hear that. Listen here. Luister hier, dis stem wat hier praat, this voice that is speaking here is not the voice that you are used to, but this is, as the scripture says, my sheep knows my voice. Listen, we are the sheep of his pasture. And I heard the Lord say to me, it is over. I have friends that can even testify that I told them, I'm not fasting anymore, it is over. I heard from the Lord himself. When Paul says himself, when he does the table of the Lord, I heard, I received from the Lord himself this that I'm sharing with you right now. Yes, I heard the Lord speak to me. Yes, I stopped fasting. Yes, it still took time because it is a process.
Yeah,
but in that process, I trusted the Lord. I believed that is the Lord that spoke to me.
You understood the transition.
I understood it. Did I come out of prison? Yes, 2012. Was I saved at that time? Yes. But did I go on as someone is saved? No. Why not? Why not? Because remember, when you're in prison, we make all the promises. You in prison, you can say now, I don't drink anymore. Why? There is no alcohol.
Come on. There's no liquor shop.
So you're not drinking. You
right?
Understand.
Okay.
But the test is when you hear in society where the things are full, where they are all over. That is where the test is. Yes, I came out in 2012. Yes, I went back to my habits, but now I've been justifying myself. No more a gangster. No more gangster. I was busy in criminal activities. It is in that time when I came out, 2012, 2013, I think it was 2014, when I was shot while busy with criminal activities. I was shot 3 times with a rifle. And listen here, I died that day. When I say die, I literally died. I was covered with a silver blanket already. In the street, I was covered. I died. But listen here, God said not yet. No, he said not yet. I remember waking up in a hospital after 2 days. I woke up in the hospital. I remember one of the IOs coming to me and saying to me, listen here, you, stop with this robbery and funny things of yours. It is not for you. You were speaking in a different language. You were speaking in a different tongue. And at that time, I did not understand what speaking in tongues is or was. It is only when I came to the acknowledgement of Christ in my life and the call upon my life and the study of the scriptures that the Holy Spirit was poured down on me. And now I can speak in tongues. That is why I can only give God glory. Today I stand here. I am 5 years married. I'm 5 years saved. It is 5 years last since I've smoked a cigarette. I've been smoking cigarettes prior to 5 years for 17 years. Today I can stand here and say I don't even smoke a cigarette anymore.
Glory to God.
That is the grace of God. So I have to tell someone that I am persuaded that nothing can separate me. Nothing can separate you. Nothing can separate you all. Nothing can separate anybody from the love of Christ.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If I can just share this, that I came here to say, I refuse to be average, is what I call it.
Amen.
I refuse to be average. Average is not a good place to be,
Amen.
Minister Jonathan.
Amen.
Listen to this. Average is not a good place to be. When you are average, you are the top of the bottom, but you are also the bottom of the top. When you average, you are the best of the worst, but you are also the worst of the best. Average is actually being neutral or a place of neutrality. And when you are neutral, you coast to the lowest place.
Oh my. Oh my.
That's what average is. You are called to be better. You are engineered for excellence.
Amen.
Aristotle himself said, when we are what we repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence
is not an act.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's a habit.
Amen.
It's a habit.
Amen.
We are what we repeatedly do. I just want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to thank everyone who tuned in. I want to thank all the prayer warriors. I want to thank all the servants that I serve with on that side of the vineyard. I want to say we, as the gangs, from Gangs to Grace, we will be having an outreach in El Dorado Park. Hopefully this Saturday we'll be giving out bread and soup to families. We'll be praying for families. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Paul himself said it. I am what I am. I just want to at this time call my wife just to close with prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Just to bless you all, bless every listener.
Yes, Lord.
And we are honored and privileged to be in his presence.
Oh, yes.
With you all.
Amen.
Fellowshipping. Thank you, family.
Oh,
wow.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
While we're in this atmosphere, Lord God, we thank you for your servant. We thank you for the word that was ministered. We ask that every heart that was open and every heart that was receptive, it reminds me of a scripture, John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Servants, child of God,
yes,
wherever you are right now,
yes, Father.
I pray that by the sound of my voice,
yes, Lord,
you hear this call. And if you say, Lord, here I am, I no longer want to be bound.
Yes, Lord.
I want these chains broken off my life. And I want you to be the Lord of my life.
Yes.
life.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to be a part of me.
Yes, Father.
If you can please repeat after me. This is an invite.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is an invite that I'm extending unto you.
Yes, Lord.
And if you can kindly say, dear God in heaven, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you have died on the cross of Calvary so that I can have life, and you arose on the third day. Thank you, Jesus, for saving a sinner like me. Thank you for your unfailing love.
Thank you for your unfailing
grace.
Thank you for your unfailing grace.
Thank you, Lord, for your unmerited favor.
Thank you for your unmerited
favor. Here I am.
Here I am.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For saving my soul.
Oh, Jesus.
I pray that you find a good Bible-based church.
Yes, Lord.
Where they can equip you,
yes,
teach
Lord.
You,
yes,
lead
Lord.
You, guide you, and direct you. As you pick up your cross, it is ultimately up to you, servant,
yes,
child
Lord.
Of God. He will give you the tools, and he will guide you through it.
Yes, Lord.
How God is faithful.
Yes,
yes Father.
He could have done it for Minister Milton.
Mm.
He can do it for you.
Yes,
God is no respecter of men.
Yes, Father.
And we thank him for that.
Mm.
He'll take you out of the miry clay.
Yes,
and he'll set your feet upon the rock.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. What an honor and what a privilege it is to come to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And to make our abode with you. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus,
yes,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah.
Oh. Speechless. What a powerful testimony.
Praise God. Family, this is what it is about.
Mm.
It is about the gospel. And as a minister of the gospel, I get to deal with a lot of people.
Yes.
And one of the toughest things is they say it is not how Martin Luther could withstand being so alone, the Catholic system in his day. What was the greater wonder was the fact that he could keep sane his mind with the rioting that followed.
Yes.
And so I'm saying this because there are people who have led many revolutions.
Yes,
and the Bible says God has given us a sound mind.
Yes.
And I pick up a sound mind from you, Minister Donnell.
I'm humbled.
May God bless you. May God help you to maintain that. May it be, my brother, that you always... I love how you constantly projected Christ.
Amen.
It's not common. I'm saying this as a minister of the gospel. I've sung on so many stages and platforms. I've preached at so many churches. And the toughest thing is for people to stay humble.
Amen. Come on.
But you came in here, man of God, with a heart of pure white.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not gold. Heart of pure white. David says, create in me a clean heart. That's why I'm saying a pure and clean heart. So, man, a shout out here from Rani Krier. Let me do this here. He says, blessed brother, tell Donnell to keep the faith. I am blessed. Let me just read the feedback before we close out. It says, this one was earlier when somebody said, thank you for the prayer. Morning, I am from Esterus and like to thank you for the word. You have blessed my family with your word at my cousin's funeral. And till today, I am blessed by listening to your word. As humans, we can never give up because by God's grace, we are saved and blessed. Let me see. I think I have some. Okay, I read Manny's one. This is from my friend, Pastor Eugene Oliphant. And he says, this guy sounds like South Africa's own Nikki Cruz. I don't know if you know Nikki Cruz. Go check it out. It's a, that is a massive, massive, massive compliment.
I'm humbled.
Go check that out. He says, hallelujah, I pray to God that many gangs will move to grace through the ministry of Minister Donnell.
Yes,
God bless you, sir. So this is what we're about. Family, I have 1 minute. Dr. V is been in the studio. This man is probably the best prepared at Port FM, I tell you.
We can learn from him, right?
So this man is an hour before his show starts, he's here. Me, I can manage half an hour. Most days only 20 minutes. Maar ek wil ook seker op 'n ander level van half pas siek sal met ek hier op 'n Sondagoggend. Minister Donnell, Lady Chantel, thank you. Shari, we've been in contact on WhatsApp. Thank you for setting this up. And I have to, I would be sinning if I don't acknowledge my colleague, Jody the Brain from the Love Connection. You can catch her later on. Thank you for setting this up. Thank you for setting it in motion. God has used you. Ah, jy kan jouself Heilige Gees gevul ag vanmôre. So family, my time is up. I want to play you out with Jason Nelson, but I'm completely at the mercy of Dr. V. So wanneer hy die song stop, moenie kwaad raak nie. Ons is oor ons tyd. Is tipies van Kleerling Kerk mense. Thank you all for tuning in. Love you. God bless you, Lady A. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Stay well, folks. May the Lord bless you.
Yo kasi, yo stasi.